sure are looking good. You're everything that this big bad world could want. Yeah, let's go. Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think that a big girl should go walking in the streets of woods alone. What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So to see, you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you.
Hello everybody, and welcome to this impromptu episode of Monsters in the Mosh Pit meets Headlong into Monsters. Headlong into the Mosh Pit.
Headlong, yeah, we decided that's what it was. Remember Headlong in the Mosh Pit?
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Don't fuck with the monsters in the mosh pit. Don't fuck with the monsters. Don't fuck with the monsters in the mosh pit.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you add ashes in there?
What? Holy motherfucker.
Rise of the Monsters of the Mosh Pit.
Don't fuck with. He said it, you don't have headphones.
Rise of not fucking with the monsters in the mosh pit. So that's what this is.
Wait, right. Don't fuck with the rising monsters of the mosh pit.
That sounds like the monsters are getting a boner. So like,
Well, maybe they are. We just made a literal drink called the
spicy taint.
So I think it's okay to have a erectile monster in our name.
You know, I'm okay with that. I am absolutely okay with that. But we're gonna go around. This is like an impromptu little episode about our thoughts at Horror Hound right now. We have a lot of people on the line, and we're just kind of go around round table style and say who's all here. I'm going to start off. This is Raghul from Headlong into Monsters.
You got a mic.
I am Horror Fan Ryan from Twitter.
He's just Horror Fan Ryan. It's fine.
Ryan is kind. He's actually our manager.
Right. Yeah.
He's kind of the one who put together the press thing anyways last year, in a way. So Ryan's kind of the reason why we're sitting here. But anyways, I am Kristen, a.k.a. Casper, from Don't Fuck With The Original podcast.
I am Mike Unofficial, also just from Twitter.
Hey, we got a couple of Twitter guys here. This is great.
Yeah, a couple of Twitter guys
just hanging out. You know, with the podcast. This is great. You probably know me. I'm Greg Grave Brewer Bazzelli.
I'm just Dave.
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Go ahead.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Don't let me step on your toes.
Ash is coming.
Ash from Rise from the Dead, Kill the Dead. She's coming. She's a little late right now. I had to take care of some personal stuff. But
the puppies had to pee, bro.
I wasn't going to say what the personal stuff was.
I mean, they're dogs. They got to take a piss.
That
or shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to come home to that.
And we've talked a lot about shit this weekend. And we are puppies shit, too.
We are drinking dinosaur dung.
And we are drinking dinosaur dung.
Yeah. Spicy dung.
Great dung.
As a wonderful piece of literature once said, we all poop.
Yes. Everybody poops. Everybody poops.
That was true poetry.
So I did make another Horror Hound drink, what they're alluding to. And we decided to call it the Spicy Taint. Horror Hounds 2024 Spicy Taint. I'm not going to list the ingredients other than the fact that it had gross Gus's dinosaur dung as one of the ingredients, which, believe it or not, I'm burping it up right now and it still tastes good.
It's just liquid Tootsie Rolls.
Mike was
spot on with that. Yeah.
I guess we've had a long couple days and it's only been... We're only most of the way through Saturday right now, and I'm tired. I think everyone's in a little bit of pain, but we've had a lot of fun, and we're getting ready to go have some more fun at the after party. But let's talk about some highlights, if you don't care.
Well, I think the biggest highlight right now was the movie Cheryl by writer-director Justin Best. Kristen, how do you feel about that movie?
You would.
little insight. Christy may or may not have cried.
I cried a lot. So basically...
It was good, though.
It was actually one of those movies where I turned to my podcast partner and I said, are we still watching an indie film or are we in an AMC theater right now? Because I genuinely don't know. But it was, without giving too much away, it was basically a movie about accepting who you are and loving yourself for who you are. And it hit home pretty hard a few times. So yeah, it did. It made me cry. But the actual woman who plays the main girl, Cheryl, She's also here, and her vibe and Justin's vibe are just absolutely amazing. I can't praise them enough. I just love being around them.
Ryan, what did you think?
I really liked it. As going through the film festival as a judge this year, it was one of the standouts early on, and I still think it. If it's not the best feature here, it's in the running for the best feature. And after meeting the people involved in it, it just makes the movie that much even more worthwhile to watch and to support, because Justin did say that they're having trouble with finding a distributor.
Which right? is crazy to me. I still can't believe, like, our distributor's just not seeing this film. Like, do they think it's just another, like Pearl ripoff or something?
But
like,
also, have to be careful with that, too, because he has had people want to distribute it, but they want to change something or do this or that, and he's like, I don't want to do
it. It doesn't need change.
No. Leave it the way it is.
And when we were talking to Justin earlier, I think it was Greg had mentioned to him, maybe start a GoFundMe or something to let the fans support.
I just said that I would support him whatever, and then we all brought up the fact that, like, future endeavors or whatever.
I straight told him I'd support. I would contribute to a GoFundMe.
Like, how this guy is not known on this movie, I mean, it's got a vision
now
and a story. It's good. There's some parts that need work on. But, I think it's ready for distribution.
I honestly think no parts need work on. I think the movie as it stands right now, unless it's minor sound mixing.
Yeah. They could bring the voices.
The voices could come up and stuff like that. I mean, there's a little mixing stuff, and there's a couple lulls, and maybe a couple, 30 seconds here or 30 seconds there could be trimmed, but other than that, it doesn't need change.
As far, because this is the director's feature-length directorial debut, right?
It's his feature-length horror debut. Film,
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, knocked it out of the park. I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I had so many emotions throughout it because they had a lot of comedy involved, but there's like that little bit of rage that you feel going into it as well. And then there was a lot of emotional tie-in at the end, and I felt the emotions that Kristen felt too. Like, it just absolutely amazing.
I love what the girl from another one of the movies said. She said it's horror Barbie, and there is a monologue in the film where she's going on this tangent, and it would remind you a lot of the monologue in Barbie when, you know, you hear the Billie Eilish song, and all I could hear was the Billie Eilish song, and I'm like, it's true, it is the horror version of Barbie, where it's, like, really trying to present a narrative about how society sees women. Or really, just people in general, because I know men go through it too, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave, what do you think?
I really enjoyed it. Said a second horror hound, and all the little indie films I watch is by far my favorite. It was kind of neat seeing her struggle, and basically the whole movie she was told to change, and when she finally changed, people told her to change back, and she didn't like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Kristen said, it's a movie about not changing for people, accepting yourself for who you are, and learning to love yourself regardless of who society wants you to be, right?
Exactly.
I don't want to give away the film, but the ending, I think they played it right by not having her change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is who she is, whether it's good or bad. She at least was true to herself.
Yeah,
when it all came down to
it. I agree.
Yeah.
And another thing too about the whole like Barbie thing, like men go through this stuff too, and it's amazing to see how they brought it out from a woman's perspective. But men have been hurt by the patriarchy as well, so I just want to bring that up that men go through it too.
And it's unfortunate that the societal norm is to force people into a norm and force that conformity. You know, conformity is actually bad, and a lot, in my opinion, at least, to hell with what everybody else thinks. This is what I think, and it's my opinion, it's my show, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Okay, but
breaking news, hot take from Greg Lazzelli. Conformity bad.
What I find interesting with the movie is the central theme, as we all basically said, is about change and not wanting to change for society. And what they're actually going through with the distributors is them wanting to change them.
The literal point.
Yes. Yeah.
And, no, you're absolutely right, man.
And one of my favorite parts in the entire film is she's watching a YouTube video of, like, you know, whatever. It's a guy who does, like, Hollywood gossip, whatever. And she, and the video had said, the girl with the best nose is such and such. And the runner-up is this other girl. And this girl loses her mind because she did not have the nose
right,
of the top nose in Hollywood.
Little spoiler there.
Yeah, because her pick for number one was not their
pick. Yes. So, and it's funny to see her lose her shit because somebody else said, well, this person's better looking.
Right.
When she thought this person was better looking.
Yeah.
And it just, the fact that it drove her nuts really speaks to her obsession with the perfect face.
Yeah. Yeah, this to give you guys, your listeners, a little bit of insight into the kind of feel of the movie that you'll take away a little bit. You have a little bit of, like, pieces.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of pieces. You get a little bit of Texas Chainsaw.
American Psycho.
You get a lot of American Psycho. So it's a really cool mix and mashup, but we can't stress enough that there's a lot of hard-hitting facts in this. It's still a really good movie in the sense that it is fun as fuck, okay? The comedic timing is perfect. The thrills are so intense and dark that the comedic timing is refreshing, but then it throws you right back into an intense dark scene. So it's just the timing and the writing that Justin put into it, it's just really good, and the performances are really good. So we're going to sing its praises. We ran into the same situation last year with a film, and luckily it got picked up for distribution, and I have all the hopes in the world, and I really believe this one will get picked up.
I believe so too, and I'm hoping
and praying. I think it won't take too long, especially once we all start promoting it and getting them on and talking to them. Someone's going to find it. Yeah. Someone's going to distribute it.
Yeah, this is going to find a home, and listeners, I'm stating this right now on the record. This movie's going to be big. Like, once people start seeing it, once people start talking about it, it is going to be big. Because, like, it is... When people say, like, oh, it had everything. Like, I laughed. I cried. I was emotional. Like, it was a roller coaster. Like, that is this movie. Yes. And it is bonkers that it does not have, like, any plans for distribution widely.
Well, right, I will say that Justin did say that this is only the second film festival
that's been in.
And if we can learn anything from past Horror Hound film festivals, I mean, Terrifier was here.
Yeah.
Final Summer, which is last year, is on Amazon Prime now.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good kicking off point.
Yeah.
For this, so
yeah, it's a decent sized film festival that doesn't get a lot of talk in the around the country, which you think it should, because this is a pretty decent sized film festival.
I think that's what they're aiming for. I feel like with the press, because I was kind of talking to Zoe about that. She's the director. She was talking about how she's like, we really wanted to make it more of a big deal and get people talking about it more, because I feel like Terrifier really set the bar.
Yeah,
when they were like, "Oh shit, we can see a movie at Horror Hound, and it can get that big."
Yeah,
well, and I believe Devil's Candy was here in its film when its festival film run too, because I believe that they had the actors here for that.
Well, okay, the Devil's Candy is a little like misnomer though, because I mean that one had names behind it, had like known actors, and one that wasn't true. Like indie, you know.
Very true. Yes.
So that's kind of like middle ground indie, but like
this was one of those movies though where I actually forgot I was watching an indie film.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Completely.
Well, aside from that film specifically, and are there any highlights you guys have from the con so far?
I think Kristen does.
No. Not meeting the cast of my favorite found footage horror movie, which Mike can also attest is his favorite movie in the world.
Yes. Absolutely.
The cast of Blair Witch is some of the nicest people I have ever met at Horror Hound, hands down. Heather Donahue, sweet, sweet, sweet lady. I guess she lives in the woods, and so she became the Blair Witch, which is great. Good for her. And Mike and Josh were great. Eduardo Sanchez, the director, he was wonderful. They were all just so kind and so, like, humbled by the fact that we loved it. We loved the movie so much. And me and my podcast partner, it's a movie that... It's our favorite movie we share together, a big one. So it was very cool to be able to experience that with her.
Well, Dave, do you have any highlights so far for the con?
Mongolian barbecue restaurant does not count.
Yeah, it absolutely.
Well,
it
should count. We ate there twice, so that was definitely a big highlight. No, I've enjoyed it. I think it's laid out better this year. Just again, the experience. A lot of the same vendors were here from last year, so it was nice kind of seeing some of their new work and everything. But really, the biggest highlights is just seeing everybody that's at the table.
Mike, do you have anything you want to add to the Blair Witch part, or you have something else?
No, yeah, meeting Eduardo was absolutely amazing. I told him that, honestly, the Blair Witch Project is basically what started, really ignited my love for horror, specifically found footage. So getting to talk to him about that was amazing. Getting to meet Adam Green, because another movie that I love is Digging Up the Marrow. And so I got to get a signed screenplay of it. So that was absolutely fascinating.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm excited with who I got to meet from the found footage world. But also, this is my first time to Cincinnati. This is my first horror convention ever. So piggybacking on the getting to meet so many people that I already know through Twitter, new people I got to meet, everybody has been amazing. And this is an experience that is beyond what I could imagine.
That's awesome. I didn't know it was your first con, man. So that's,
I didn't either. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Especially that we could all get to be together, too.
Yeah.
That makes this con better than any con. Just because we have everybody here. And we actually just had somebody join us. Yeah, just walk up to our table here while we're casting.
So, like, yeah, podcast first for all of us.
Right.
Yeah. Real quick, we make a lot of friends here at the con. We have one here with us right now. Would you care to introduce yourself?
My name is Rosalyn.
Awesome. And how is this? This isn't your first con, right?
This is my 10th.
That's awesome.
Did you start going in 2014 too?
We just had a virtual high five, but it wasn't virtual because it was in person. But it was like a long distance high five. It was like the weirdest shit ever.
What's your your favorite experience in this year at Horror Hound?
This year, I think it was meeting Natasha Henstridge, as a gay woman. That movie in my lifetime and where I was born. You know. That movie had a lot of sexual awakening.
The words came right out of your mouth, and I was thinking sexual awakening.
What was cute about it is when I met her, I told her.
Yeah.
And she goes, I usually have that for men. And she was amazing about it being from a woman, which was great, you know, and she was awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
100%. And we're actually going to party up together here in a bit as soon as we're done with this recording. But man, I've been running into you all day.
Yes, all day. We've been running in the same booth. I think we have the same likes.
And I'll say that, yes. And she has great taste because all of the shirts that I've seen her in have been fantastic. She's wearing a Mary Lou Prom Night 2 shirt right now, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right.
Great. That's good taste, man. I like it.
Stuff like this is why, you know, I love coming to Horror Hound every damn year. And it's kind of arduous to make the trip from Utah to here, but man, I'll do it every year.
Whoa.
You're from Utah?
There we go. Yeah.
What? I'm from Michigan. It was a 5-hour drive. Your drive is a long drive.
He flies. He's lame. He flies.
I flew, dude. It still sucked.
My trip is the longest.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Out of all of you,
5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's actually 30.
I heard you guys talk about Blair Witch earlier. Yes. My wife, Blair Witch, is what got her into liking horror films and found footage. That's the only thing she wants to watch is found footage. And Blair Witch gave awareness to the found footage genre of horror. And so meeting them this weekend was epic. That was one of the things that was, you said, like, you wanted to ask, like, that was one of them, is meeting Heather Donahue and Josh and Mike. Like, meeting all of them was, like, amazing because it started a whole culture of horror.
Yes.
It really did. It started a whole culture, a whole genre of horror films. Yeah.
It absolutely did. And I'm really glad to hear that, like, that specific movie led to an exploration of the genre for you and your wife. That is amazing. And I truly, honestly, earnestly believe that no matter who you are in this world, no matter what you believe in religious, political stances, whatever, there is a horror movie out there for you, and you will love it.
In a horror podcast.
One of the reasons why horror is awesome is because it doesn't subject itself to just horror. It's romance, it's comedy, it's thriller, it's action, it's every single genre you can have. So when people like horror, they're like, oh, I was like, well, you can have everything in horror. You can have literally every category falls into horror. So I don't know why everyone doesn't listen to horror or watch horror all the time.
I've had people be like, so I want to get into horror. What movie should I watch? And I'm like, I have a question for you first. What genre do you like the most? Because I'm like, horror isn't horror. Mm-hmm. You have gore, psychological, paranormal, found footage, psychological.
Kristen, if we start listing subgenres, we'll be here.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's
there's something for
like,
everyone.
You have so many different genres that it's like, what do you like? You will find something.
Well, you know, talking to Justin from Cheryl, not to jump back on that, but he said something I thought was interesting after the movie when we were talking to him. This was their first time ever doing a horror convention. And he said, I did not know people were fans like this. Like, everybody has been very friendly, very polite. And he goes, you know, he's been to some film festivals that's not like that. But he said the horror community has been top notch.
Raul and I say it on all three of our shows, every time. And it's the horror community, the heavy metal community, in my case, what I talk about a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just the best community. That's just what it is. What it comes down to is we stand up for each other. We look out for each other. We have fun together. Most of all, we usually support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a new filmmaker, whether it's somebody that's been around forever, like Donahue and Sanchez, and they've been around since 99. You know what I mean? And that, you know, we love it, so we support it. You know, that their entry into horror was, you know, Blair Witch, you know, indie. Some people could be indie. Some people for me, it was gross out 80 films, 80s films when I was 6 years old. You know what I mean? It's different for everybody, but the common denominator is the people that love it are typically supportive of everybody else's opinion. Unless you listen to country music, and then I don't like it.
Oh my gosh.
Look at walking around the convention today. There is every race, creed, classification, every background is there in that convention, and there's never a problem. I've been coming here since 2016, and I've never seen a problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a weirdo around. There's always, yes. You know, you always have that certain...
Dude, I'm right here.
But the thing is, you're my weirdo, and that's okay. But, you know, you're going to have that everywhere you go. And the thing is they're not, like, violent weirdos. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, it's never unsafe.
No, it's never unsafe.
For anybody.
I've never walked around a convention and felt, like, uncomfortable, other than my social anxiety, which is not anybody else's fault. That's my fault. You know what I mean? It's a brain thing. But at the same time, so many fun atmosphere. That was great English, dumbass. So much fun atmosphere. So many different people. It's a beautiful thing seeing it come. If you've never been to a horror con, go to one. Even if you don't like horror, just walk around and people watch. You know what I mean? And see what you can get into. There's something for everyone. You like musicals? I got musical horror for you. You know what I mean? So there's everything for everybody.
Lots of trauma is musical horror.
Trauma is just special for everybody.
But you see all the shit online, the hate, the I don't like you because you're this, or you believe this. Here?
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
No.
Because everybody here has their own beliefs, and I guarantee you, I'm not going to like everybody's thoughts or beliefs. I don't care. Do you like Jaws? Okay.
Yeah.
You like Halloween 3? Let's go hang out. You know what I mean?
Is Predator the superior franchise over Alien?
No.
Yes.
Dude, I may agree with that. We have split the table.
Everyone has an opinion but Dave, because his opinion doesn't matter.
Well, hold on. Dave has something to say.
Hey, people here love everybody and everything, including the shitty Jasons.
That's true.
I can't agree. Yes.
Wait, there is no shitty Jason.
Yes, there is. It's called Jason Goes to Hell.
No, Jason Goes to Hell is a quality film.
Friday the 13th is 100% my favorite franchise.
I've studied that since I was
I need
49 years old. Yes. I have studied that shit for my
she
entire
knows
life.
What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna talk.
I need a
And Jason Goes to Hell is a cinematic gem.
It's the worst.
But see,
Jason X is the worst.
No, it's not.
Jason X isn't bad. I don't think
I love Jason X.
Jason X,
Jason X
has good kills in it.
Jason X has amazing kills in it.
My opinion doesn't matter because I don't like the Friday the 13th.
I agree.
Right, Friday the 13th is emulsion of slasher 80s horror films.
Yeah.
You get the rules. You get the deaths. You get the boobs and the drinking and the doing what you do. You get all the rules for Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you can study the rise and fall of the slasher genre strictly by watching the arc of the Friday the 13th franchise.
But are we going to say right now that Friday the 13th, the first movie from 1980, was more influential and pivotal to the slasher genre than Halloween 78?
No, I wouldn't agree with that.
Yes.
Even though Friday the 13th is my favorite. I wouldn't agree with that.
I'm on the fence with that because I know everybody loves to claim Halloween was the first slasher. And it's not.
No.
But it's the one that got
famous.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas,
1974. Peeping Tom. Yep.
Psycho.
Okay, yes. But the argument wasn't if it's the first slasher. The argument is if it was the most influential. Right. To which I
I think it is because
Halloween. Yeah, I think Halloween was for sure. I think it's
no, I would say Friday the 13th.
That's a fun question.
I would say Friday the 13th,
and that's my favorite genre.
Because here's why: tropes. Friday the 13th gave all the tropes. Halloween really didn't.
It gave all the rules. It literally gave all the rules.
Halloween really didn't do that. Halloween took a different take on the slasher genre. I feel like where Friday the 13th was brutal, Halloween was more stalker.
Well, and Friday the 13th changed more frequently throughout without the public outcry. They tried to change Halloween from going, you know, a different route because there was an outcry, right? They tried with Halloween 3. People freaked out because Michael wasn't it. At least with Jason, everything changed. You had, you know, Jason fighting Carrie at one point for the most part, you know, with part 4?
7.
Yeah, there you go. 4 was the Corey Feldman one.
Yeah. I
like her. Yeah, I like her.
Jason Encyclopedia.
He said 7.
Yes, no, she was right.
No hesitation whatsoever.
I was thinking little Corey was 4. I got a little confused. You're right.
7. But that's the reason why Jason goes to hell is utter garbage.
It's not Jason.
Well, hold on, listen. Because
neither was 5.
Because
I hate 5. I don't like 5.
But I love 5.
Imposter Jason isn't my favorite either.
But here's the thing. The reason why Jason goes to hell is garbage.
Roy was a good killer.
Is because Friday the 13th...
You let him talk, my guy.
Friday the 13th is about killing kids in the woods.
Yeah, don't fuck in the woods.
Yes. Or fornicating, drinking.
Yes. And that whole paranormal, whatever that shit was, eating the heart and all... If it was labeled something... Other than Friday the 13th?
It was Facebook Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It's in the franchise. If they would have said... if they would have said...
It is fine.
If it was a standalone paranormal killer... Yes.
So we're going to the Season of the Witch argument.
Halloween gets Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Friday the 13th gets Jason Goes to Hell.
Except Halloween 3 is actually good.
Halloween 3 is amazing.
It is, but I agree with you. It's better, but Jason Goes to Hell is amazing.
Halloween 3 is one of
Can I
just say I feel like a terrorist because I've only seen 2 Jasons, the first one and Freddy versus Jason, and I just planted the seed and watching the chaos go on right now.
Yes, you did well.
I'm gonna stop giving him the microphone.
But see, the thing is, the listeners know that that's Dave's response to pretty much everything. I haven't seen it yet, so
right.
That's kind of the point of
our. You all fight to the death about it.
That's our original show format. Is let me show Dave a movie that he's never seen before. So.
All right. Well, We can keep talking about this for forever, all night long, but should we start wrapping it up or what?
I mean, we're only at 28 minutes.
So. Are we really?
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit more.
Ash may still come in.
So. Oh, that's right.
I got more shit to talk about.
About Horrorhound itself.
Yeah. So,
okay, I need to stand up. Do you want to switch
spots? One thing I was going to say, too, really quick, going back to the whole, like, everybody loves everybody here. Especially in the absolute chaos bullshit of a clusterfuck that is happening on the planet right now, this weekend was an escape for me, and I haven't thought about anything once. I've just been enjoying being around amazing people, and I feel like horror is an escape for so many of us, and I feel like that we all picking back to what you said, like, we're just all diverse, we all just are like, I don't give a shit what you care about. Do you like Jaws? Do you like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, just think about the diversity around this table right now.
It's the hoopla. Yeah.
Was what I was going to say, was piggybacking off what you just said. To me, it proves that the world is not that bad. That I think this is how most of us act regularly, but all you see online is the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think most people are like us. I think most people...
I think what it is the people that chirp online, they chirp the loudest.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's the minority that's chirping the loudest.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keyboard warriors.
No, not the minority. God damn it, Dave.
Oh my gosh, Dave. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad he didn't have a fucking microphone there because I can hopefully edit that out. It's not the majority of people that are causing the problem. can't say minority now because you got done fucked me up in the brain. I hate you so much.
I'm like an outsider.
Yeah.
My life and my job is insane. I work 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's nuts. I'm from Michigan, and we drive here 5 hours to come here for this, for the camaraderie, for the kindness that you guys have shown me, to just being able to talk today. I will walk away just being so thankful that I had this opportunity to even talk to you guys. You have no idea. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I thrive for. Because when you talk about horror, I'm thinking you make a best friend. You do. Mm-hmm. When you have something in common with somebody, like horror films, you can sit and talk for hours with them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter anything that's going on with them, like anything. It doesn't matter. You just talk about that. And it means something.
Yep.
You have a camaraderie with it, and it makes so much sense, and it's very comforting. It's insanely comforting. So I
met
very
all
much
these people you. Online. All these people.
Yeah.
All online.
I think this is the perfect way to end that part of the segment because I can't top that. Like I don't have any witty quips to come back and take it to a back to a dick joke from that point. So I guess I'm screwed because she just about made me cry. So.
Same. Same We're all just done crying today. No more crying.
No more crying today.
No more crying today.
Okay. So let's get... I watched that movie the other night, the No Crying in Baseball. Let's get back to the con then, okay? So at the con, who was your favorite vendor so far?
What was that? Your shirt. What were they called?
I don't remember where I got this
one from. I literally bought
from.
Everything from them.
But one
Half-tone
of my...
Horror.
What is it?
Half-tone Horror.
Yep,
thank
that's
you.
What it is.
Yep. Okay, Half-Tone Horror.
She's the all-star.
So we have our manager and our producer.
Yeah.
So a fact checker.
We talk about, you know, the community. We have someone randomly show up while I'm filming a video for the drink, and now she's a part of our COD podcast.
Not randomly. We invited her here.
It's a random choice encounter.
Randomly went to every single booth together. We saw each other a million times today.
So do you have the same problem as Raul as far as being a squirrel in public because you see something shiny and you just disappear for the rest of your pack?
Yes. I do that too. I'm sorry, guys.
I lost these guys for like 40 minutes because I was just like, ooh, and I just walked away.
Well, we've lost Kristen, Ash, and Mike for hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I don't even know where they went. They're just gone, and then 3 hours later they show up like, oh hey, I found them in the lobby over here. That was weird. So Ryan, who's yours?
Well, that's a good question, because there is a lot of good vendors this year. I think there's more good vendors this year than there's been in years past. The more room is definitely added to the better vendors. Fright Rag, of course, is pretty good. They're hard to beat. I don't know. Probably some of the artists, like the I don't know the guy's name that does the big giant prints in the back that are like
the Technicolor ones,
yes.
Like the neon ones and shit.
Yes.
Those were dope.
That they guy, really cool. He's here every year, and that I mean, those prints are expensive, but man, they are amazing.
He's got good work though.
Yeah. Oh, really and in the chocolate. People.
I was if nobody said the chocolate thing, I was going to bring them up.
Yeah.
They had an entire femur made of potato chips in white chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
So we actually had a really good conversation with her.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She does all those molds. Like the foot is a mold of her daughter's foot. She has a hand mold that's her. Like those are her fingers. We were snacking on some fingers earlier, and those were her fingers. She has she did a hand mold of her mom's hand. She's like in her 90s. And it's going to be, she's going to make it called the Witch's Hand. And it's going to be dope. Like,
that's cool. That sounds very dope.
She does some, but guys, you're not understanding. These are skulls and like.
Some under black light. Like they light up under black light.
I mean,
some of them.
It's amazing the amount of artistry and work that she put into it.
Which, by the way.
Face mask.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And the Jason mask.
Yes.
But if they're all modeled after something, where'd you get the skull?
Well, so I did ask that question. Some things, you know, at Poltergeist, they got them from India.
Yes.
But I don't think that's what she did. She does buy a lot of her stuff. And guys, just so you know, her booth was called Chocolate Treasures.
And it's priced well. Like, it's not outrageously priced stuff.
Her stuff is cheap. Yeah, and she doesn't just do. Again, thank God he doesn't have a mic.
And for any diabetic people like myself, they also do custom sugar-free options. They just don't bring them to the cons in case there's not enough people. But I made sure to ask.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we definitely do sugar-free options as well.
Yeah, she was really fun.
Well, I want to talk about one of my favorite vendors, and this might piss Ryan off. Because one of my favorite vendors so far has been Paul Bearer Press.
Yes.
Great shirts. I bought my wife some booty shorts, but the highlight was when I bought three hats, one, a pentagram hat, an Evil Dead hat, and the last of the Maniac hats.
Was it the last of the Maniac hats, but it's the Maniac hat that Ryan was staring at for 15 fucking minutes.
And then this little jumping bean gets in front of me and fucking buys it.
There was a Maniac hat?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, there was. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that on before we go to the after party.
Of course
he is. He's selling it later. It's going to be $60.
Yeah.
Exclusively to Ryan. It's going to be $40 for everyone else.
I'm going to say Fret Rags. I've Ben's ish kind of friend of mine. I mean, I've bought for 10 years, more than 10 years, I've bought Sleep at Camp, like his cars, his mugs, his souvenir cups. My whole movie room is like decorated in his thing. So whenever he comes to a con, it's my favorite because I know, you know, if I didn't get it before, I'll get it now. And yeah, he's awesome. Fret Rags is awesome.
Their Carrie shirt from last horror was one of the best horror shirts I've ever seen.
100%. Yeah. They do epic work, and their t-shirts aren't like screen printed. They're like dyed into so it's like good quality shirts, and they do collections of like, you know, collectible cards, and like I have every kind of jammy shorts and jammy pants that they have, like all of it. Like, yeah, no, Ben and Fret Rags are, I mean, that's where it's at. I mean,
well, if you've seen my drink videos, you've seen me in a lot of Fret Rags, and you've seen my bar as the Fret Rags sticker, literally dead center of my bar, because I fucking love them too. But I'm going to talk about a new vendor this year that I met was Terror Vision. Dave, no one gives a fuck what your vendor was, because you didn't even buy anything.
They did. He bought that,
Oh wait, yeah, you did buy something for something
that's
for your
family. That's a Fret Rag shirt.
I bought that shirt.
It's a great shirt, but they're all kind of short. So
they need tall. Like 12.
All torn. Wouldn't that be 7 feet?
Yeah. My wife said that. My wife actually said that the other day. That's why I said it just now.
Giant butt crack. I got plenty of girth length. Anyway, no, I liked a lot of the vendors. Obviously, all the ones that the artists hand make the shit. The 3D printer guy that hand print.
Those
things were fucking awesome. I'm too broke to buy one, but those were badass. Again, the paintings, all that stuff's awesome. The shirts are awesome. Some of the vendors are just kind of like toys and shit. Like those really don't do much for me. But I did get my daughter a little bow with Sally from Night Before Christmas. She's 2.5 and loves Sally. And then I got my wife a pair of underwear actually, and then. That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was kidding, by the way.
Back to TerrorVision. Now, what really matters is this guy's doing some pretty cool work. He's getting in some films that are hard to find. I was able to pick up the WNUF Halloween special on physical media, and it is fucking amazing to have
it. The cover on it's amazing.
The cover is tits. Like, cool.
I need to check
that
out.
He's doing limited pressing on vinyls. Yeah, he has cassette tapes of soundtracks. So cool, man. And you guys know me in my vinyls. You know me in the soundtracks. That's kind of where I'm at. So this was just perfect. He has Malum. What else did I get from there? I got
the cassette tapes were so cool to see.
They were really cool. I can't remember what else you got, but I got from the same vendor.
Oh, I got the Cube from Japan, which isn't even released in the U.S. Yeah.
Well, not physically. It's available. Yeah. I mean, you could stream it, but it's not like it. Physical. Yeah. I got a movie called Cannibal Campout.
Yeah. Which just looks as bad as it sounds. Yeah.
It looks right up my. I also went up to one of the DVD vendors. And I straight asked them, what's the most fucked up movie you have?
That was Severin. We were at Severin when you did that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He said...
He pointed to quite a few.
He pointed to quite a few. And I think I settled on Hard Gore.
Never seen it.
I haven't either. Willing but I mean, every September, my co-host and I, Ashley, we do an extreme horror month because I love extreme horror and like mean-spirited type shit. And she endures it.
She does not like it. She don't like it at all.
Yeah. So, listeners, keep an ear out. This September, we're probably going to do. I'll probably have that in our extreme horror rotation.
Yeah. Severin also had 555 repop of the VHS, mm-hmm. which I really want. I'm so weird on repops, though, that I don't like to get them. But I thought about it.
There was another booth I really liked. His name was Ghoulish. He was a new artist this year. I got a Blair Witch print from him that was original. And the way that he does everything original, and it is the coolest fucking work. Like, I have to just show it to you, honestly.
That's going to be real good on the audio podcast.
But this print that's really cool. So cool.
Was he in the newer part of...
Yes, he has a Jaws one that's really dope, and he's like, everything that he does is original.
You said it was called Ghoulish?
Ghoulish. Yeah.
And listeners...
Jaws.
Yep. Yes.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
That's
so he wrote the word. He wrote Jaws, but he used it as a fish hook with fish lining. It was amazing. Very cool.
That's awesome.
That's fucking around.
I was going to say something, and now I
okay, little Nikki.
Get on the flash.
I was very excited that we got to see Raggedy Dead in this evening.
Not as excited as some people.
That's a little bit of an inside
joke. I have been like my ADHD has been like going crazy because I will constantly leave the group and take pictures with people who have dope ass cosplay costumes on. I mean, I've gotten Jason Voorhees, a couple Terrifiers. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who. I'll have to
Did
go for my camera.
Did you see the Evil Dead one?
The four-year-old Jason?
Dude. With the six Jason? With
that,
the,
was yes. favorite. Yeah.
Dude,
that was my favorite that, one.
He had to win a costume contest. Like for a kid, they paid attention.
Yeah.
Like, they paid attention.
Yeah.
They didn't just put a mask on him. They did the belt. They did the thing. They did everything. It was awesome. Yeah, that was good.
The child playing the alien xenomorph.
That was really good, too.
Did anyone see the parents that were strolling an infant in the Ghostbuster car?
Yes. She was dressed as a baby baby Gozer. Yeah. So good.
The Evil Dead one was really cool.
Yeah,
brought in the whole
thing.
That was awesome.
That was dope.
They basically had a crate mm-hmm. that was like designed like the floor of the cabin, and she was popping up, you know, from the crate. And it was really cool.
Yeah, they're pushing around on a big dolly.
The only thing that would have made that better would be like if they had a speaker in the crate that had the line "I'm gonna get you."
I'll
swallow your soul.
See, your fries are good today. That was
I'm getting ready for karaoke.
Yeah. What else? And we talked a little bit about cosplay. We talked a little bit about the vendors. We didn't hit too much on the film festival other than Cheryl, but there's been a couple of decent shorts in there. We have more films to watch tomorrow still.
Tomorrow's going to be the day we kind of hit it hard.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of one block of shorts that I think there's 10 shorts in.
Yeah,
so
I'm definitely excited about Compression tomorrow.
Yeah,
the most for myself, anyways.
They gave us Raul and I. They gave us really cool DVDs of his first film. Mm-hmm. It's got a great giallo title, and I'll have to put it in the show notes or something.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it too. But when I read it, I'm like, that sounds so giallo.
That is one of the greatest giallo titles ever that I've never heard of.
What?
So don't you have Compression shorts?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Because
Compression.
The name Compression is.
Oh my gosh, Dave! Shut the fuck up!
I would like to
get my nuts out of your mind
right now.
Yeah,
that's Compression.
I would just like to say I appreciated that, Dave. I appreciate
don't,
you.
Don't do that.
That is by far the worst thing you've
There's
said.
There's two compliments I received today. Second compliment.
Yeah.
It's funny how we're so mean to Dave after talking about like all the love and camaraderie.
This is the best people. Fuck you.
All of that just excluded him, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I love Dave. Everyone knows that I love Dave. But however, can we all just say that sometimes Dave shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that happens. I mean, it's...
I don't know who Dave is.
Oh, this is Dave.
Sorry. I can't tell you to shut the fuck up. I don't know who you are.
I had Felicia Rose tell him to shut the fuck up one time. Yeah. It is amazing.
Oh, that was the highlight. It was so good.
One note about the film festival is I always say if you're worried about the future of horror, go watch a film festival. The amount of talent that are in these shorts and these features, there's nothing to be worried about.
Yeah.
There are some really talented people.
Start focusing more on indie horror and start really letting them tell their story. So when it's not up to par for you for acting or up to par for you for this or that, let them tell their story and just help critique them.
Yeah, story's fun.
Because I'm sure at the end of the day, they're like, we're new. We need some, you know, constructive criticism. They're not going to be shitty about it, I feel like. And I feel like it just helps them become better filmmakers when you're honest with them.
Yeah.
100%. I think, like, for anyone who thinks that there's no more original ideas, that it's all been done and it's all just regurgitation of old ideas, you know, packaged into something new, that is absolutely not what's happening. Like, those, like, the regurgitated ones, absolutely, they do exist, and I feel like they get the most attention, but you gotta dig deep into indie films, because, mm-hmm. I mean, what they were saying, you know, like, so what if it's not up to par? So what if it doesn't look the best, sound the best? What if it's not the best acted? Who gives a fuck? I mean, a lot of us grew up watching real shitty, you know, poorly acted 80s, 70s movies, and that we all fell in love, most of us fell in love with horror that way. And it to me, it's just going back to the roots of how the majority of horror fans now, you know, discovered and truly fell in love with horror.
Right. I can't.
I know it's not like a staple now, but like straight to video was a part of our life.
Yeah.
Oh, straight to video. It never went to film. It never went to the theater. 90s, and so exactly. So you just saw a film because of its box case or because you thought that it looked good. So that's indie, you know, you just watched it because the cover looked dope and you're just like, hey, I'm riding my bike to the video store and this looks good and let's do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was a winner and sometimes it wasn't, you know, yeah. But that's what we did. We did that all growing up. Yeah.
I can't sit here and say that one of my, you know, comfort movies is Basket Case and say I can't watch an indie film.
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
Yeah, it's in my top 10 horror films.
Like that would be absolutely asinine of me to say that. Like I can't sit through an indie film when I can sit through Basket Case several times a year.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then for anyone who says, like, there's too much CGI out there, go watch some indie films. Because Death Drop Gorgeous has a great practical effects scene that you need to see.
Are you talking about the dick?
Yes. Always talking about the dick.
Are we always talking about dicks on this fucking
That was a movie we watched for our horror movie night, and we loved it. It wasn't something we even made fun of. We thought we would, but we didn't. We loved it. All of us loved it. It was cherished. We felt differently about it than we thought that we would have. Yeah. In that film, yeah.
Kristen, the reason why we talk about dicks all the time on this show is because, and on I guess on Monsters, on Headlong into Monsters, is because we're childish and dicks are funny. So,
oh, no, I talk a lot about dicks for being someone who doesn't like them.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know,
it comes up so often, just like dicks
sometimes
do.
I'll just be like, oh, that kind of looks like a dick. And then my friend will be like, you talk about a lot of dicks for someone who doesn't like them.
Yeah, and Ash is in here to be like, dicks, come to the dicks. Yeah. I wish she was here for it.
I was like, we don't have our straight girlfriend.
I mean, any movie that, like, castrates someone, severs a dick, mutilates a dick, I'm like, yes.
Yes, you are.
And I say that as a straight man who cherishes my dick. So, yeah. I cherish my dick sometimes up to three times a day.
Yeah. No, here's the thing, you gotta cherish it. I'm over here like, I cherish her.
Yeah.
Cherish it.
That may be the title of this year's. The title of this year's episode. Cherish it.
Cherish your genitals.
Bro, do you have a Pazuzu statue with your face imposed on it?
Are you kidding? That no, I got nothing on Pazuzu, dude. That thing's like up to his belly button.
Yeah. No, it's like up to his chin.
Yeah. No, dude. Yeah, it's disturbing. Like that is a demonic cock.
He eats off that thing.
Yeah.
Well, you are kind of short, so it's not a large distance.
He. But Zuzu uses his as a fork.
I don't even know what to say.
A divining rod.
As you would say.
Yeah, and definitely watch more shorts. Before I started this film festival, I never really searched out horror shorts.
Yeah.
They are good. There are some really fucking good horror shorts.
And you know what?
We found like three Saul. Vendors.
You got movies like Saw. You got movies like Lights Out. Literally started as horror shorts.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
and how many of the,
it follows?
But how many of the anthologies that we all love now started out as shorts that they compiled together?
Yeah,
yeah.
VHS.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. That's what those films were. They were shorts, and they were like, yeah, fuck, we can make an anthology out. Let's release it as a motion.
Literally, the ABCs of death.
Yep.
Yeah, and I may or may not have shot a short for ABCs of Death that was not considered at all. Like, they were like, why did you even send this to us?
Yeah,
like,
no, you can tell he's not bitter at all.
Yeah, why didn't you send him a movie with a number and then in the name of it?
No, it was called M is for Mad Cow. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And that sounds interesting.
It was interesting, but it was terribly executed. So
he says M, but it was really 11.
Yeah.
And they're like, you did not meet the criteria for literally letters.
No, they were like, you did not meet the criteria for anything. How much did you spend on this? 30 cents?
Yeah.
Like, well, we bought a smoke bomb. So kind of. Good. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, we are at almost an hour. So let's go ahead and give our goodbyes to 2024's Horror Hound in Cincinnati, Ohio. Let's start with David so we can get him out of the way and get him away from the microphones.
Bye.
Oh, that's all you got. That's, you got nothing else. Bye.
Well, I'm not giving him the microphone back, so that's what we got.
Oh, my. Oh.
Okay, fine.
Not, hey, guys, I had a great experience hanging out with you again this year.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys for making me emotionally calloused again for the beatings and punching, and I'm glad to be here, sort of, and love you all, except Greg. Hope to do it again next year.
I have to say, like, thank you. I'm just an outsider that was asked to be a part of this. This gives me, it's a cherry on the top to be a part of this. Are you insane? I had no idea this was going to happen, so this makes it even better than I could have ever imagined. Thank you for including me.
There's no outsiders.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're not an outsider anymore. You're family.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. You are now part of the Headlong Into the Mosh Pit. Don't fuck with the original
Rising.
Combination of four. Whatever the fuck we're calling this now.
I guess I just want to say that this is one thing I look forward to every fucking year, and it is the cherry on top of, like, I'm counting the days.
You just stole her words. What a fucking lame-o.
Hold on, shut the fuck up. I am counting the days until I get to come back here and hang out with you guys, because I get to see you guys for 3 days out of the year, and it is the best. You guys are the family that I never knew I was missing, and I love each and every single one of you, and that includes the people that I meet here.
That's awesome.
And
your booth stalker.
Yes.
your booth buddy.
Yeah. Let's clarify. He said booth. Stop.
Yeah.
Booth.
Not boob.
Yeah. Booth, not boob.
Did not say boob.
I'll take that title.
Kristen's the booth.
Well earned.
It's a pretty tits title.
Yeah. So after tomorrow, because we still have like half a day tomorrow, but after tomorrow and I go home, I'm going to be counting the days, because I fucking love you guys.
Yeah, we love you too, Bubba. Ryan, what do you got?
The people listening, if you have not been here doing this, I don't know if you can understand the work all these people here put in to this convention, covering this, watching these movies. We're all exhausted. I mean, honestly, it's Saturday
night. We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we're it's Saturday night, but we're exhausted because it is nonstop from the time we get up till the time we go to bed. So thank you guys for coming in and doing this and hanging out. And to all those that are listening to all these podcasts, Greg, Dave, Raul, Kristen, Ash, all them, all you guys put in a shit ton of work for this, and you know, you guys are going to be pumping out content for a long time from this. So,
no, you're not getting the mic back. I don't care what you.
Don't give him the mic. It's going to take Greg a year to edit this. So a long time is pretty.
I'll have this edited and out before the weekend.
This is why you're our manager. You just want content.
Yeah, exactly. You know how much better it is to cut my grass while I listen to a podcast than not. So. No, but thank you guys.
Listen to you fuckers while I'm cutting the grass.
Yeah, But yeah, thank you guys for coming. This is the best. I mean, it's fun coming and watching the films, and it's exhausting. It is. But hanging out with you guys is definitely what this is about. So, yeah, but thank you guys.
How do I follow up any of that?
just do your best.
Try.
That's all we say. Do your best.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much more I can add. I mean, every single year, like I was telling my fiance, I was like, you know, I haven't looked this much forward to anything in a really long time. And to be able to go come hang out with you guys and just meet so many new amazing people and have so many new connections to
some awesome filmmakers and have new content for the podcast and just watch really good new horror films. And it's just a great time. If you guys ever get a chance to come out to Horror Hound, ever, please do it. It's, in my opinion, the best horror convention. I've never been to another one, but that's fine.
You don't have to.
Well, she knows there's no point in going to any other ones because it's the best one.
This is literally my 10th year. I don't count 2020.
Yeah.
It, whatever, that year didn't happen. But anyway, so yeah, just being able to come here, watch new horror films, being able to be a part of the press. I'm still trying to swallow that. Like, that's just very overwhelming to be able to experience that. So, yeah. And I appreciate that every single year we always try to stick together for the biggest part of it and hang out together and do karaoke, Raul.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, what you got, Bob?
In all honesty, because I've just been so in love with my experience that I've had, I'm just not even ready to say goodbye. And it's been great meeting the celebrities. It's been great seeing these cool vendors. But like everybody has said, it's really about meeting this community. I met a lot of people online through Ash, but getting to meet you all in person and how quickly I feel like I've been able to bond with everyone and say, like, these are really awesome people who just allowed me to be on their podcast, hang out with them for a whole weekend, like, have a good time, eat some crappy chips, some great chips. But I'm just having a blast. I'm not ready to say goodbye because this has just been the best experience.
I agree with all that. Some of them chips were real shitty.
We have weird highlights. Crappy chips, weird sodas. Yeah.
It always just sucks too because like you have these long ass fucking terrible work days that seem like they last for fucking ever, and then you have a whole day like today. I got up at 7, and somehow it's 9 o'clock, and I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
So.
Well, for me, guys, it's everything that you guys said, and I'm not going to continue to, just pile on. Just tell you guys that I love this experience. I love that we have listeners out there that care enough to actually listen to what we go through to put this out there for you guys, which, honestly, we would do this if we had no listeners, because this is just what we love. Yeah, Dave, I know. We have, like, this many listeners. I get it. And oh, Ash just showed up. So yes,
start over.
Let's just run it back.
One more hour.
But right. Seriously, that's.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this impromptu. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Again.
Ash, come say hi. But
we will let her say her piece.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Good timing. We just finished.
Hello.
So go ahead. Tell us a couple things about Horror Hound, what you loved, and then say your goodbyes because we're done.
Okay. Well, pardon me. I literally just got here, so I'm out of breath. But
I'm the favorite? Yes. Oh, thank you.
But, yeah, Horror Hound is just something I always look forward to, like, every, like, single year since I started going. I just love being around the people, like, with my family. Like, I always look forward to, like, linking up with everyone. Just, it's not even for the celebrities. It's just, like, the community. It just experience something new every year, so, and it's truly why I'm the happiest.
Fully 100% just on top of the damn world all weekend. Like, there's never a low.
Here's a perfect example. We got two people in this table we didn't even know existed
right
before. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, I did, but
I didn't know Mike existed.
We did not. I wouldn't have known you if we walked down the street, but
now we're friends.
You couldn't do this anywhere else.
No.
Anywhere else.
Maybe a mosh pit.
Maybe a mosh pit. Yeah. But
I always say, man, I'll meet somebody in the mosh pit. They're my best friend for 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be there with you, and I am your heart. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing about this and the convention, we can actually, we can connect.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. We can sit down and do this kind of stuff. And you don't get that in a mosh pit, but at the same time, you do have that experience that you're never going to forget.
And we're working this whole week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the crazy thing.
It doesn't feel like work.
You guys are getting interviews and talking to people and taking notes and
the content that's coming is gonna be fun.
Yeah. And it's amazing that this is work with
you
quotations.
Guys are getting paid.
What the fuck did we get ice cream?
Yeah.
But like one of my favorite things is like even though it's like it's just the weekend, like I legit feel like we're the cool kids. I say like with the quotes. Because, like, you will see, like, like when they talk about like on the news and everything, people are just like, what? And we're just walking around like, yeah, we know our shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Oh, horror, we got you. Like, we're like,
I've seen
really
five
badasses.
Movies, suck it.
Like, what you know about this film? Well, let me tell you about this. Like, just listening
on
the
you can't do that at standing in line at Taco Bell or something on your regular day. You can't turn around and be like, hey, what do you think of...
Necromantic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir, well, this is a Wendy's.
How do you feel about eyeballs? Would you suck on an eyeball?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Have you ever used a cadaver's penis for...
No, it wasn't a penis, it was a pipe.
That's true. Right. Sorry, they shoved the pipe through.
You're laid the pipe.
They did, they were laying a pipe.
You can talk about shit like this, and we're all like, ha, instead of someone being like,
what's wrong with you?
Walking back from lunch yesterday, somebody was talking... What movie was it?
I don't remember, but are we? It was something. Raul and I immediately knew the answer and just shouted it out.
It was something disgusting. I'm like, we would get arrested on a normal day for this conversation on a city street.
Like, but here, we were talking about
mangled dicks again.
It was either mangled dicks or it was Cannibal Holocaust.
That's what it was.
There's the difference between Cannibal Ferox and Cannibal Holocaust.
Which one got the dick chopped off? And
the spear up the
I told him I learned the difference between Ferox and Holocaust. The spear up the vagina is Holocaust, and the hooks through the titties, that's Ferox. And that's how I learned.
Yeah, we're awesome. I'm just kidding.
The more you know.
And like, I feel like I don't have to hide myself. Like, I could truly be myself this whole weekend. Like, I'm always myself, but like, Warhound weekend, it's a wrap. Like, you'll see a whole different side of me.
Yeah, but it's the side we love.
Yeah,
that's the best part of it. Alright, so I hate to cut Ash off, but I think we're about there, right? We're about ready to go drink some beers and do some karaoke. Well, I'm going to drink beers. I don't know what you guys.
Don't give me that shit. Greg promised me that he was going to sing Paranoid by Ozzy with me on the floor.
We'll see.
The fuck we will.
Well, I think that'll do it. Raul, do you want to take us out, or do I need to do the elbows up, or what do you want
to
do?
No, I'm just glad to be here tonight. I fucking love you all. But listeners, this has been our impromptu episode. And join us next year as we once again do whatever the fuck this is.
Elbows up, back to the mosh pit.